Jazzmen, that's J-A-Z-Z-M-N, a Twin Cities big band that creates special programs like the one at Hopkins High School, Saturday, November 9th at 7:30, honoring Latin jazz icon Tito Puente. Tito's performing career extended from the 1940s to his year of death, 2000. Ray Rivera of Jazzmen plays the same instrument as Tito, the percussive timbales.
He actually took it to another level with the technique because he actually studied at Juilliard, and he studied arranging, composing, and harmonies, and he really got in depth with that. But then what he did was actually take a lot of the Western big band jazz, Duke Ellington and stuff like that, and actually incorporated with Latin music and Latin, especially Afro-Cuban rhythms. And he got that from Machito, which was his mentor, one of the first bands that he was working with. After leaving the band, I think he was so grateful for just really learning how to really arrange and harmonize with Mario Balza, because he was just a sponge absorbing all this stuff, that he actually wrote a tune called Machito Forever, and it really demonstrates the high point of Latin big band in the 40s and 50s.
Jazzmen, whose web address is jazzmn.org, with Machito Forever, a Tito Puente number to be played at the Hopkins High School show Saturday night. It'll be at 7:30, and we're speaking with Ray Rivera. And Ray, you play Tito's instrument, timbales.
Yes, I will be. I'll be playing timbales, and I'll be having three other great percussionists with me, Ruben Adang on bongos and auxiliary percussion, Luis Ortega Jr. on congas, and the great Joe Police on Trap Kit.
As far as Tito's contributions musically, what are some of the signature things he does on timbales?
One of the major things that Tito's known for is that as soon as he hits the stage, you know the party's on. His eyes will bug out during solos, and he has this great tendency to just keep the pounding rhythm just going and going, and it gets more intense. But he's been known to just keep great time, and this is one of his signatures, just little licks that he does. The sheer technical ability that Tito had, which he was one of the first ones to incorporate the Afro-Cuban rhythms on timbales, but with Western technique and virtuosity that he has.
We're speaking with percussionist Ray Rivera of Jazzmen Orchestra. On November 9th, they're doing a tribute to Tito Puente at the Hopkins High School. In the music business, Ray, the size of bands has been shrinking a long time. The more members, the more mouths to feed, but Tito had a solution for that.
He actually figured out you don't have to sacrifice sound and have less people. What he did, he just rearranged some of the horn sections to make them sound like a lot more than what they were. But I got to tell you, this next song that we're going to be listening to, Fiesta La King, was his effort to get that big band sound, but with eight guys, and he did an exceptional job.
The Jazzmen Orchestra, under the direction of Doug Snapp, with its tribute to Tito Puente, Saturday night, November 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hopkins High School. Tickets available at Jazzmen, JAZZMN.org, or at brownpapertickets.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.